Everybody sign the card for Claire?
Claire?
This is one.
I'm still working on it because I didn't want to do one thing now.
Okay, Dave Reckman.
She had to step back down from the chorus because she's...
Kristen.
She took a semester from the court.
Annette McDonald.
What?
Kristen. Rachel Schwartz. Yolanda Rosado Ortiz. Margaret Miller. Linda Prasad. And Susan Campbell. Welcome.
A lot more. She rejected people.
This is our wardrobe person.
And we'll like to talk about our future.
They faint.
Because uniform shirts, they're $27. And I'm going to give you some quantities to fill out with your sizes so we can get the t-shirts ready. And this is the white one. This is free for new members.
Wow.
And so here you are, fill it out and return it to me.
Those
red shirts run big, don't
they?
So,
oh, yeah. You know, one like two over there.
Okay. So maybe she has something to try on.
I want to say, if you want to speak, please stand up.
Do you wash your t-shirt?
Do I wash it?
The
red one?
Yeah. Sarah,
it doesn't shrink.
Doolittle and Ricky Eisenberg's niece.
Sarah. Woo!
Does it run red in the wash?
No.
You
want to
say anything? Yolanda, you want to say anything?
Well, I want to thank Shelley for introducing me to the Boris. And I saw the performance in May 1st, and I was really impressed, and I definitely want to be part of it. So.
I was introduced to the idea of participating, and I'm very happy to be here.
Well, I didn't have to do that when I joined.
Yes, I wanted to say this is an opportunity for me to get back and do my singing. I missed it. I retired recently, and this is what I wanted to get back into.
I'm thrilled to be here. Helene Potash actually kind of introduced me or told me about the world. And I want to bring singing into my life, you know, and I'm so very happy to
hear from her. What's wrong with her? I don't know.
Well, I've opened them already. Welcome.
Anything more on Tom?
I should be where he is.
Stand up.
He's in a post-acute facility now, Village Nursing Home.
He's in a post-acute facility as part of the rehab process. They got the infection under control, but they redid all the hip stuff.
God.
I'm starting to walk here.
He can take it, see visitors. He'd be happy to have you come by.
The address is
it's a Village Nursing Home, and I believe it's 214 West Houston Street.
Oh. So I know my aunt lives in that home.
It's just west of 6th Avenue.
What are we doing?
If you want to visit him.
Visit who? Oh, Tom?
Village Nursing Home.
My aunt was there for rehab.
Is it nice?
None of them are nice, but I thought it was nicer than others I'd seen.
Is it a Medicare facility?
Yeah. So is she coming back? Is this just like a...
We don't know.
What's wrong with her?
She's not here. She's...
I know who she is, but what's wrong with her?
Has everyone seen the Claire's, the card for Claire?
What's
Claire?
No, we're going around.
This goes with,
thanks.
Bobby, what's up with Claire?
Oh, Claire has left the course. She's...
What's happening?
She's Claire is okay. But she's not going to be with us. She decided that... Enough is enough. Who needs that?
And those of you who've been involved in, with your unions, there's a campaign, of course, for Election Day to defeat the Constitutional Convention.
Yes.
I'm not going to go to a whole complicated thing, but it's a very dangerous. If it passes, it will threaten a lot of working people's pensions, and so it's like coming in below the radar. So watch out. You got to vote no. It's on the back of the ballot, so it probably will be defeated just on that basis. But just be sure you talk to your friends. But there is a campaign to.
I heard that if you do not color it in, it counts as a yes vote.
That's impossible. That's impossible. I don't believe that.
Which one?
The amendment to open, have a constitutional convention, which is basically an excuse to take away workers' rights. She just heard if you don't fill it in, no, it would count as a yes, but that's not possible.
Vote no on the constitutional convention. It's the back of your ballot on Election Day. And talk to all of your friends, or else you're going to lose your pension.
How about a write-in for against Cyrus Vance?
And is there a place?
Is there anybody doing that?
The information can be sent through our
Google.
Google, right?
Okay.
Most unions
have information.
Okay. Right. A lot of information out there. But this reminds me that for new members especially, we have two sites basically. One is the official Chorus site where you'll get your all the information you have to, what to bring at the next rehearsal.
Have you seen this?
And also, for new members should know that the 350 is a two rehearsal tapes on the site, so you should go there. One is a rhythm, and one is your part. The other is an informal site which you can join or not. And that
is
for...
It's a tweet.
You just want to talk to members about an issue that...
From whom?
Noam Chomsky.
So everyone, you don't have to... You don't want to
If you want to get on it, to see me.
Speak to
Bob. The site is called Solidarity.
Take a screenshot. You can take a screenshot.
That's on the official site.
That's on the official site.
Solidarity is
the most important. For the unofficial, just see Bobby and Bruce.
So
Bobby will bring it back. And he will put you on if you want. Okay, just two other quick things. One is There is a demonstration of the anniversary of Sandy. And it's the 28th, which is this Saturday.
Yes.
No.
And it starts at Catherine Plaza.
Can you send it to my email?
It starts at 11 o'clock. Minnie, do you have some extra people?
I put them on the piano.
The
2 and 3 does not go to.
I lost a whole bunch of checks from the last year.
Okay, so you have to use
and
the 4 and 5.
They aren't good anymore.
I replaced mine.
You did?
Yes.
I replaced mine too.
Do you want to come from outside?
Can you replace that one?
Yes, I replaced it.
Okay.
You pair it up.
All right.
You could ask her, but I replaced
it.
Why don't you tear it up?
Well, she might want to verify that I replaced it.
What I can say about it is that it's...
Because I told her nobody ever cashed my check.
It's a march. It involves many, many, many organizations, including even the UFT endorsed it.
She needs to get a deposit.
And it's going to start at Cadman Plaza at 11. There's going to be a rally. There's going to be a lot of things going on there. There aren't going to be a lot of speeches. There are no politicians speaking. There are no leaders of organizations speaking. The only people speaking are going to be people talking about their experiences with Sandy.
People aren't too embarrassed.
And there will be some music. What?
People aren't too embarrassed to show their face.
She should at least cross it out and give it back.
Well, it will be people. It will be people who survived some serious stuff during Sandy. Will be the focus of this. And so, after gathering at Cadman Plaza, we're going to march over the Brooklyn Bridge and then gather at the Alfred E. Smith houses just across the Brooklyn Bridge, which still have not recovered from Sandy. So if you can participate in any part of it, that's great. You know, not everybody necessarily wants to do it all, but if you can participate in any part of it, that's great.
Let me write void on it.
Yeah, Manhattan side is at 1, but really it's, I think it's going to depend on how long it takes for all the people to get
out. Don't worry, it cannot be cashed.
Well, you never know.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
And the last thing I'll announce is that there's going to be a demonstration on November 1st, which is next Wednesday.
I think it was in the big one.
Sorry.
And so in solidarity with Cuba, there was a vote at the UN every year at the end of blockade, and it wins every year, but blockade continues. Not only wins, but actually it wins by an almost unanimous vote. Usually 2 out of 180 countries vote, 3 sometimes vote to continue the blockade. One is the Mariana Islands. the chorus will not sing officially, but you're welcome to join that and join to have the information.
Oh, they're not in the chorus.
Oh, they want the chorus.
Yeah, they dropped out.
Oh.
Yeah. Full disclosure. Full disclosure.
They're only 110 years old.
I don't think she wouldn't come without him.
That's true.
We actually exist. Our mission is to work in the labor movement on making changes, good changes. We've been doing that for many, many years. There are certain issues that are not. There is not unanimous, or there isn't even great majority agreement with us as a chorus. We may all agree on Cuba and whatever, every one of us, maybe. But large parts of the labor movement, some of whom support us and our mission, do not. And they get very upset if we do something on a hot issue. So once in a while we have to decide, and our backup position is that we urge people to go there. But we were officially, as a chorus, we're not. It's just too threatening to our mission. So are we cowards?
That's discretion.
Some people want to go.
I don't want to get into it. You know, going to Cuba as a chorus.
Discretion is something of
some
valor,
of
right?
Discretion is the greater part of valor.
I really
discretion.
Don't want to get it. I want to say that just... And, I just got back the other day, and we were very frightened to go because the president said it was very It was very unsafe.
It is unsafe.
What did you say?
There he is. He's choking.
Okay, any questions? We go ahead with the music?
Last week, a number of people indicated that they would like to go and observe
I don't get
that. In the General Assembly as a state of solidarity with Cuba. And I need your names, your email addresses, which I didn't tell you last week, and your phone numbers. I'm going to be passing this around. And for those, how many people here still think that they would like to go into the General Assembly? That means that on Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock, you line up at the visitor's entrance. If your name is on the list, you will be allowed in. That's why I want you to sign this, even if you think there's a possibility that you will go. But it will be a very interesting thing. At 12 o'clock, the vote will be taken. We'll all leave. We'll go over to Doug Hammarskjöld Plaza, and we'll go to the rally, if you want to. How many people still want to go to the... it's Wednesday, November 1st, the day of the vote.
What day is
it? I need to know
who you are, who might be signing up for this, because I have to acquire intervention.
Can we provide with this, and when people sign, it will take one?
Don't take it if you're not signed.
Right, don't take it unless you're
signed. No, it's not to do
it. Okay.
Can I ask Doug Torres to be a new member that you submitted the form to the pageant staff? And if you didn't get a form, I'd like you to write your name on the sheet on your side.
Drink all my water.
All right, guys, let's get pull while we're all around.